through all the bad things. You seem a little better since you now believe I won't ever drop the latest Columbia House Party single. Jake, hi.
Hello. You're not dropping the single?
No.
Then we're just recording this for nothing.
Well, no, I didn't mean it drop like that. I meant drop the ball.
Oh, I see. Well, I mixed my metaphors, I suppose. I don't know.
Nah, that's on me.
Nah, whatever. Let's put it on me. You're working hard. Put it on me. I'll take the blame.
Hold my hand through all the bad things, like my bad. Hold my hand through all my bad intros, Jake.
Always, buddy.
Always. Oh boy. What a nice opening lyric, though.
I agree.
What a nice song. What a nice band.
It's a great song.
I like
this. A great band, a great song, and not Canadian, which is a nice break for us.
Yeah, nice to change it up and not have to be very, very careful. We're not stepping on the toes of any certain region. suddenly our numbers in Ajax go way down, or we lose all our subscribers in Newmarket.
Our Newmarket listeners are so mad at us.
Yes. By the way, if you are not yet, please subscribe, rate, review, all that good stuff. Patreon.com/Columbia House Party if you would like to support us there. This is your latest Columbia House Party single. As you know by now, sometimes we will use this space to build off the main episodes on Mondays. Sometimes we'll do something adjacent to them. Sometimes we won't, and we'll just highlight a new or local or otherwise an act that we want to highlight in the scene. Today, we are going that route with Meet Me at the Altar. Jake, what do you got for us?
So Meet Me at the Altar are an all-female pop-punk band consisting of Edith Johnson on vocals, Taya Campbell on guitar, and Ada Juarez on drums. They have focused their sound and their lyrics on having LGBTQ and people of color representation. They told Outfront magazine that we write our songs based on our personal experiences, which a lot of people find themselves relating to. As our lineup changed over time and Edith joined the band in 2017, we really started to hone in on our own sound. At first, we struggled to blend Edith's composed melodies with our really riffy pop-punk instrumentals, but we feel that these latest songs we produced have a happy medium between the two. Those latest songs would be released on their Bigger Than Me EP in 2019, which fucking rules if you haven't listened to it. The lead single from that EP is a song called Morris Farm Drive, and that song, along with the song we're talking about today, I believe are basically perfect pop-punk songs in all senses of the word. They made a music video for Morris Farm Drive, which features the band touring and meeting fans. Regarding the song and the video, they told Bring the Noise that Morris Farm Drive is a song about not being content in the way things are going in your life slash the world and deciding to make a change. Although it's a more serious, in quotes, topic, we don't like to get too serious, which is why we've created a lighthearted and fun video. We filmed it in Florida and Georgia, which are two of our three home states. Bigger Than Me also contains a song called Tyranny, which is about the struggles of women of color in the music industry. And they said it's about showing people in the scene that even though they may be bigger than us, in quotes, we are just as good, if not better, than the other people in the scene. And judging by their two singles they've released in 2020, I believe that they are just as good, if not better, than other people in the scene. Those two singles from 2020 being May the Odds Be in Your Favor and the song we're talking about today, which is one of my favorite songs of the year, Garden.
Like you are old news.
So Jake, I know Garden is one of your favorite songs of the year, but was it a tough choice between that and May the Odds?
Yes.
Because they're both really, really good.
Yes, they are both really good. This band really sort of hits that pop punk emo, but that the kids are making that we talk about sweet spot for me, like the Origami Angel-esque.
Yeah. Like the Origami, like the Gummy Gang.
Of course, get those blast beats in with some pop punk. You know I love it.
Yeah, no, it's really good. It's, you know, I think anyone who listens to us knows how big a Paramore fan I am. And I don't want to be reductive with another female fronted pop punk band and say, you know, like it's like forcing draft comparisons. You don't want to compare all the white players to other white players. You don't want to compare any female pop punk band to other female pop punk bands. But they themselves have talked openly about the impact of Paramore and Hayley Williams, and how kind of singing about the process of finally seeing the hard work pay off being an inspiration or affirmation for them. So and that's not, you know, they have some Blink influence, some The Story So Far influence, like you can see a lot of other things. But in terms of what they do well and the way that they blend her kind of softer, more melodic vocals with a really traditional pop punk sound is reminiscent of that. And I think it makes it good for similar reasons. Obviously, you know, like you said, the LGBTQ and POC inclusive nature of the band is also a draw here and an important part of them. But I think at the music level, you know, you have this wonderful singer with these traditional pop punk lyrics, not traditional in the misogynistic sense, but like in the themes that they kind of deal with. So you have this wonderful singer and these great melodies, and the way that they blend them with some pretty kick-ass pop punk music is reminiscent of Paramore, to be sure. And then, you know, other good pop punk bands like The Story So Far or an early Blink as well.
Yeah. And like to your point about the lyrics, the fact that they are quite young and they are dealing with some of these sort of heavier issues in their music, I think is pretty cool. And they are, and the fact they're so conscious of it, I think is very cool. They told in that Out Front interview regarding their lyrics about women in the music industry and politics and all those things, they said that change has to come from within the white males who dominate the scene, but there needs to be a change in the way they view women, people of color, and LGBTQ artists, because there's a lot of talented people out here grinding and we are excluded from certain opportunities. Johnson would also tell Punktastic that writing for us is very therapeutic. It's an outlet. Because of this, writing about our real life experiences is inevitable. With our lyrics specifically, we never limit ourselves on what message we want to send. But when it comes to our band as a unit, the message we're hoping to send is that you can do anything you set your mind to. If you are a woman or a person of color, remember that you hold so much power. You do not need to be confined to the world's idea of yourself. I think that's such a, obviously a fantastic message, but also a great message that is sort of being sent into the punk and emo and pop punk and whatever you want to call it scene that has been so historically dominated by white males.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's not dissimilar from the conversation we had when we did the OBGM single and hopefully get to have with those guys again in the future. So, you know, it's nice to see these acts starting to break through in the scene and kind of, you know, not that the burden of shifting kind of an oppressive industry falls on the oppressed, but the more success stories like this that there are, and hopefully Meet Me at the Altar end up being one of these success stories, the easier you hope it makes for the next group to find their way in that scene as well. We're going to talk a little bit more about Meet Me at the Altar after this. All right, Jake, so I have some bad news that might sour you on Meet Me at the Altar.
Oh, no.
They like Poppy.
Ooh. Well, you know, considering who I'm marrying, I feel like I can't hold that against them too much. Also, who you are, because I know you also like Poppy. But, you know, I'm going to give them a pass on this one, but only because I like their music so much.
Yeah, that's fair. As they told Flood about the Poppy song, I Disagree, this song is all about not being afraid to stand up against things you disagree with. And I love that message. And it's also, you know, good on Poppy for naming the song and the album exactly what it's about. Just stand up and don't deal with that bullshit. It's why rebels like Cassie and I identify with Poppy so much, Jake, and you, your conformist ass does not.
Yeah, your counterculture won't defeat me.
Yeah. Anyway, Jake, what else you got for us, man?
I feel like, again, as you said, not to sort of lump all bands featuring people of color and black people together, because that's not what I mean to do, but I do think there is a parallel here with what we were talking about in our OBGMs episode about how Dens from OBGMs was talking about how their band is not always looked at as being quote unquote punk, which he views as having to do with a lot of racism or, Johnson also told in the Punktastic interview, told kind of a similar story, saying that at a show in Orlando a couple years ago, we were all sitting in the green room waiting for doors to open. While just sitting and minding our own business, a man in one of the touring bands looked at us with a very confused look on his face. He then said to us, "This is a practice room and room for bands only. Are you guys supposed to be here?" This is just one of the many ridiculous comments we have received at this early stage in our career and are sadly preparing ourselves for many more because, well, we are just getting started. We like to think that these backhand comments are not purposely hurtful and annoying. But I do think it speaks to this idea that the scene, the punk scene, the pop punk scene has not been necessarily the most welcoming place for this kind of stuff. And I think it's great that there are these bands that are not only making their, putting their mark and their stamp on the scene, but also they're so fucking good that, like, I hope they take over the whole thing. And like all these dumbasses making stupid comments about what is punk and what isn't punk, and like what from a mind's, like a brief glance, they believe is supposed to be there or not, take that, like, and just go, and that just like leaves the conversation and the idea altogether. And I'm sure as soon as they got on stage, it was like, oh yeah, they're supposed to be here because fucking listen to them.
Yeah. And that's the thing is like, it sucks that there's so much outside of their control and there are barriers in the industry and in this scene. But if you come at it from the control, what you can control perspective, which obviously is not to say that's all that should be done. But step one is to make some kick-ass music that people have no choice but to perk up and listen to. And I think Meet Me at the Altar very much have that first step taken care of. And then, you know, the fortitude that they have and the confidence in themselves and who they are as a band is going to go a long way as well, I think. And I think, you know, I think like we talked about, this is a band both of us are high on, and I'd expect to hear a lot more from them. And especially if those two songs, the one we played earlier, Garden, as well as May the Odds Be Ever in Your Favor, if those end up being the two lead singles off the next album, and that's a 2020 album or an early 2021 album, oh boy, are those two songs a good taste of what would be a pretty tremendous album. I hope.
Yes, very much agreed.
All right, Jake, you got anything else for us before we let everyone go?
I just wanted to leave everyone with the how they finished their interview with Outfront, because I think it's a great sentiment and a message that I would be happy to have on our show. They said, "If there are any little girls, specifically of color, reading this right now, just know that you can do literally anything you set your mind to. If you dream of being in a band one day, you can do it despite what the people around you may say. Follow your dreams, kiddos." And I just want to echo that.
All right. And make sure to check out Meet Me at the Altar at MMATA, the acronym for Meet Me at the Altar, .bandcamp.com. Be sure to stream all their stuff and support them on Bandcamp if you dig what they're all about like we do. Thank you for listening to the latest Columbia House Party single. We'll talk to you Monday for a main feed episode. We'll be back here for another single next week. Please rate, subscribe, all that good stuff. Patreon.com/Columbia House Party if you'd like to support us there. Jake, thanks, buddy.